Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. It's a crisp, beautiful morning. Hope you got a little rain last night. Hope you didn't have too much wind damage. And I hope you will be with us for the next 3 hours. We are here to talk about the plants at your place. And that begins with a phone call on your part at 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-WBAP translates into 800-288-9227. So please do pick up that phone. Give us a call. We have a call already this morning. We're going to have our SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, and then we'll get our program underway almost immediately thereafter. I've been doing, I just did a useless and quick bit of trivial information that's of interest only to Neil, but I just wondered how many weekends I have been doing this program, because I don't intend to stop. I love doing it, but I began on January 7, 1978, and this makes my 1,814th weekend to do garden radio. And that's fun. I love doing this. I get to talk about the world's greatest hobby, my favorite hobby, for my living. Please pick up the phone. Give us a call. Lee Riza is running the boards. And when I have to check, Jackie Peel is screening for me today. I have several master gardeners who screen for me. And Jackie has the duty today, and I thank her for that very, very much. 800-288-9227. The Sundays in the fall are usually the easiest times for people to call through, especially when you've had a stormy overnight and it's getting light late in the morning. So 800-288-9227. A couple of announcements I'd like to make. First of all, this one is in support of Serenity High in McKinney, the McKinney Community Band, featuring, I might add, including Principal Julie Ferraro from Serenity High, will be doing a benefit, a free benefit concert. And that means that they're going to pass a hat, and you're welcome to donate if you're so inclined. And if you can't or don't care to, that's fine too. It'll be the McKinney Community Band After Ghoul Special this coming Saturday, October 20 at 7:30 in the McKinney Performing Arts Center, which is right smack dab in the middle of exciting and beautiful and absolutely fascinating downtown McKinney. It was the McKinney Courthouse for many, many years. I went out of that business, I think, in 1979, and it is a lovely performing arts center now. And we'd love to have you there. One of the numbers will be a march, and it'll be conducted by a music major I'm married to for 45 years. My wife will be doing that. So come join us, won't you please? McKinney Community Band After Ghoul Special, Saturday, October 20, at the McKinney Performing Arts Center. MPAC, it's called. It's 7:30 in the evening. Tickets are, admission is free. Tickets are required. Tickets are required, and they are available at the McKinneyCommunityBand.com website. McKinneyCommunityBand.com. Come join us. I had two of our, well, I have to say now four grandsons, because our son Brian has Nolan, who's almost a year old now, along with his three older sisters. Sam and Joseph with me last night. Their mom and grandma had something going on, so we went out for a sandwich. And then I said, you know what? It was about 5 o'clock. I said, let's stop by the Perry campus of the SPCA of Texas. I thought Joseph would love that. And Sam and I have been out there to adopt a dog, Skye, 3 or 4 years ago. Skye is a wonderful dog, and I love that that center. And I'm going to tell you, Joseph is 3 years old, barely three years and a couple months. And when we walked in, I didn't know if he would be traumatized by barking, because it might not come as a surprise to you that an animal shelter of the SPCA might have some barking now and then. And he had more fun. It is a beautiful facility. I've been there many times, but I just want to recommend that you go out. Go out between noon and 6, 7 days a week, any day. And they are very happy for you just to browse. I mean, you do not have to walk out with a pet. They're willing to take their chances. And I'll tell you what really got our eye yesterday. I'm not a cat man, but my gosh, they have some lovely cats. A lot of kittens and some beautiful adult cats as well. Beautiful cats. And they are in the entryway for the most part in their habitats. You'll be greeted and welcomed when you walk in the front door. And Joseph, just, I have some giddy video of Joseph enjoying the little animals. So, and we met today's special star, Lizzie. Lizzie is a precious little dachshund terrier mix. And at least for yesterday, she was in the first corridor, the right-hand corridor, as you walk into the dog area, and almost all the way to the back wall of that corridor on the right. And so you'll see Lizzie. She is not one of the loud ones, and she's certainly not the biggest dog in there. Lizzie is 6 years old. She came to the SPCA of Texas all the way from Louisiana. Hurricane Isaac sent her to Texas, and the SPCA took her and her friends in so they could be safe in the Lone Star State, and that means Lizzie is a Cajun Texan now. She has a little gray around her muzzle, and so do a lot of us, and she's a sweet little girl. I went back and visited with her. She'll melt your heart with her sweet brown eyes and her one floppy ear. She enjoys mild exercise and absolutely loves cuddles and kisses and scratches behind her little ears. Lizzie is the perfect girl for any family. Would love to meet you soon. Like today, like this afternoon, noon until 6. Come meet Lizzie and see why she might be your perfect companion for the rest of her life and for a big part of yours. She's just a lovely dog. To view all of the animals the SPCA of Texas has available for adoption, please visit spca.org/findapet. There are two shelters. Oh, by the way, all of their dogs are spayed or neutered, and they've had all their age-appropriate vaccines. The McKinney shelter is at 8411 Stacy Road. That's just a quarter of a mile east of Custer on Stacy in southwest McKinney. It just tucks into Craig Ranch there. It's right by the creek, if you know that creek between that'd be Alma, I guess, and Custer. It's just on the west side of that beautiful campus. And then the Dallas shelter, I've not been to their new shelter, at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 in Hampton Road. Each shelter open noon to 6, 7 days a week, and each shelter is just a joy to go visit. There's absolutely, I can't tell you how much the boys enjoyed being there. I said, Joseph, you think we better leave? Not yet, Neil. He calls me Neil. He's 3, and I'm happy with that. I love that. Not yet, Neil. And we stayed another 10 or 15 minutes. So that is the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, sponsored by Advanced Foundation Repair. Ask a weather forecaster. They'll tell you that maybe the drought's behind us for a little while. Maybe it's not. Hey, welcome to Texas. You never know for sure. I love doing ads for Fred Marshall and Advanced Foundation Repair. I hope you never need their services, but I know that Texas being what it is, the blackland clay soils being what they are, odds are that you're going to be needing some help of a fine foundation repair company, and this one is the best. It's 214-333-0003 on the web, foundationrepairs.com, foundationrepairs.com for advanced foundation repair. Their home inspection is free. It's a very thorough inspection. They'll spend an hour to an hour and a half, and you'll end up with a topographic map of the floors of your home. And the reason that they do that is because they're going to give you an estimate right then and there. They'll show you what the problem is, if there is a problem. If there isn't, they tell you that. And then they give you the bid, and then that bid is their bid. And if you hire them to come do the work, then the work is guaranteed for the lifetime of the building. So all of that guarantee stems back to that original home inspection, which, remember I said, is free. A lot of information about what is happening to your foundation. No obligation on the inspection. I think you're going to want to use them, though. Their bids tend to come in much more affordable than a lot of other companies. Plus, they will tell you if you don't have foundation problems. It's all about integrity. It's all about the quality of service. I have so many nice comments on Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com.
Hi, this is Michelle Shook, Sales Director for Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening and Gardens Magazine. Interested in advertising? Give me a call at 972-562-5050, 972-562-5050. And now, let's get back to Neil.
Thank you, Michelle, very, very much. And our first call today is Pat in Grand Prairie. Pat, Neil Sperry with you. Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, I have a question. We have a, it's a tree form Rose of Sharon, and I would like to move it. And I'm just wondering, it's about 5 feet tall, and the trunk size is about the size of my wrist.
Okay.
And it's been in the ground about 5 years. Is it okay to move it, and when, and how big of a root ball should we take?
It definitely is okay to move it, and it must be done during the winter dormant period. It has to be done while the plant is completely dormant, not growing. Anything you do now would knock leaves off, and heaven forbid you would do it in spring or summer. So wait until you've had one hard freeze. Usually you can figure on the Christmas holiday season and into mid-February. Sometime in that 6 or 8 week period would be the ideal time. If you added the trunks together, is it single trunk? Did you say
it's a single trunk? Yeah.
All right, and how big is that trunk in diameter, not circumference, diameter?
Maybe 2.5 inches,
so
three
pretty,
inches.
So it's pretty good size. That's big for a 5 foot tall one. All right, so if it's 3 inches, you need a soil ball that is probably 30 to 32, 34 inches across.
Okay.
You might go to an independent retail garden center that sells bald and burlap plants and kind of eyeball the size of trunk versus the size of the soil ball. Take a tape measure with you and just do some eyeballing and get an idea that way. You'll have time between now and winter to do that. There's no point digging it larger than you need to, because the soil will probably tend to fall away from the outer part of the soil ball. If you dig it smaller than you should, then you'll lose a lot of roots you needed to take with it. Trim it back by probably 1/3 to 40%, and most critically, hold that soil ball around it. Don't let it become bare rooted.
Okay.
That's the whole. You now are an expert tree and shrub digger.
Okay.
Go forth and be fruitful. Have a good day.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take our first longer break and get myself caught kind of back up on time there. Spent a little extra time telling you how much fun we had at SPCA and about the concert coming up. Let me give you the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The question always comes up, Neil, when should I do this or that? I think you just heard that, didn't you? You bet. And that's why I began 30 years ago at this time, I was doing the work on my 1984 Texas Gardening Calendar. This is the 30th garden calendar that I've done, and this is the one that will have probably 5 or 6 times as much text as that original calendar did. The text is down at the bottom of the grid page, the monthly grid, and it tells you what needs to be planted, pruned, fertilized, and sprayed in your landscape and garden in that month. It's all there. 10 to 12,000 words, hundreds of bullets, and it will tell you when do you transplant established plants in your landscape or out of nature, and it will tell you that woody plants must be moved during the dormant time in the winter. So that's an example, and there are hundreds of other examples. It's going to be a beautiful calendar. I have finished the text. I am finishing the photographs right now. When we go to press with the calendar, the price goes up. You save 38% on it today until 11 o'clock by buying it with a 1-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in the country. And our magazine is written specifically for Texas. We have garden writers who have written for us for all 26 years. We're starting our 27th year now. So get a year of the magazine, new or renewal, your copy of the calendar when it prints, and all of that information on when to do things for just $36.95 and $3 postage on the calendar. The price will go up. It will never come back to $36.95 again. Call now before the price rise. 1-800-752-GROW. You must call before 11 today. That's when we close our office. 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Black Cow composted cow manure is the perfect soil conditioner for our Texas soils. Black Cow enriches the soil with organic matter and helps retain moisture. Now is the perfect time to prepare fall flower beds and fall vegetable gardens. Getting the soil ready is your first step. Black Cow is fully composted, easy to use, and there's no bad odor. Fall is also a great time to set out new shrubs and trees. It's cooler and less stressful on new plants. Mix Black Cow with your neighbor's native soil right in the planting hole. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Look for Black Cow in the bright yellow and black bag at your favorite garden center or home improvement warehouse. For more information, check the website, Black Cow, spelled with a K, .com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Hi, I'm Samantha. I'm a recovering addict. Neil, this is the second time you've interviewed me for Serenity High in McKinney. Before Serenity High, my life consisted of sitting in my house all day and pretty much getting into trouble. I dropped out of school before I came here. I didn't really have any goals for myself. Serenity High is different for me from my old high school because I have a sober environment here. I have a more one-on-one with my teachers, and I have a support team here that I didn't have back at my old school. We have two meetings a week here, and the girls and the guys have separate meetings once a week, and then we have them together. For the girls, I feel like a lot of the girls who are really shy, they actually talk about their problems in there. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
One day at a
Thank you, Samantha. I had the, and my wife and I both had the wonderful opportunity of working alongside the Serenity kids on the 11th birthday of the school this past Thursday, 13th birthday, I beg your pardon. It was October 11, 1999 that Serenity opened with one student and four staff members, and that the superintendent at that point said, when you have a student, you open the door, and that was cool. And it has done miraculous work with young men and women since. It is basically a school for kids who've been successful at drug and alcohol rehab and then been advised not to go back to their old environments. It's just amazing to me. There still are a few people who say, but I want to go back there and graduate with my buddies, or I want to go back to play football, or I want to go back to do this or that. And that's fine if it works, but the odds are so much greater if you can get a youngster into a sober school away from the old temptations. It really works. The McKinney School District pioneered with Serenity High back in 1999. It is still the nation's only public high school for recovering students. And there are, I believe, 14 school districts that partner with MISD to allow their children to come and attend without fees to the parents. So at serenityhigh.org, all the information is there. All right, let me tell you about North Haven Gardens, and we're going right back to the phone lines. I think somebody just dropped off just now. That's not good. Russell, you need to call back because I don't think you have what you were about to ask about. Let me talk to you about North Haven Gardens. It says at the top on my list, speak from personal experiences. They don't want to buy the rest of my program, so I got to limit this just a little bit. I love North Haven Gardens. 1951 is when they founded. 1970 is when I found them when we moved to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And I've been a very happy customer for all of those 42 years. They just are the go-to garden center for so many things. Let me talk to you about bulbs right now. They have drought-tolerant perennial bulbs, daffodils, muscari, Dutch iris, and leucojum. Do you know leucojum? That's one of the enchanting bulbs, the understated bulbs. That's summer snowflake. Oh, and it's beautiful. I bought mine there. Spectacular spring color from tulips and hyacinth, the best and largest selection of colors and varieties. They chill their bulbs, their tulips, and I imagine their hyacinths as well. Purchase $100 or more of the tulips. They will chill them in their one-of-a-kind bulb cooler. They even call you when the soil temperatures are just right for planting. That's about 45 degrees, and that's going to be sometime in December. This is all about service, all about quality. North Haven Gardens at 7700 North Haven Road. And they are between Hillcrest and Central Expressway, open 7 days a week. Phone number is 214-363-5316, 7700 North Haven Road, just inside LBJ in North Dallas, North Haven Gardens, NHG.com. All right, Lee, I am going to ask that we go out of order because I see that Russell did call back. Sometimes phone connections are lost. Please take me to line two, Russell in Parker. Russell, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Okay, so later in the summer, I found that I had developed some chinch bug problem in some St. Augustine.
Okay.
And, you know, by the time I realized what it was, they were pretty much eating a pretty good patch. I treated it, and then, you know, I've kind of understood that they kind of go away when it gets cooler. So my question is, I mean, right now I'm looking at it, and it looks actually looks like the St. Augustine is starting to run back into the places that were eaten.
It will. It will. And therefore goes the rest of your life. You know, it's, I wish bald spots on my head would work that way, but it doesn't seem to work that way. What happens is chinch bugs will always be in the hottest, driest, most oppressive part of your lawn. They will not show up in shade back tucked under trees. St. Augustine grows reasonably well in the shade. It does better in the sun. And they love the sun, so you'll see them crop up. Usually, I've seen them as early as late June, but usually July and August, and the first week or so of September, you'll see active chinch bugs out in a lawn. And if there is, I have a square foot in my yard. I could go out there in March and show you exactly where the chinch bugs will show up, because they've done so for the 35 years that we have lived in our home. And in the meanwhile, the grass will come back in. If it dies out, the grass will come back in. What you need to do is watch for the first signs in June or July of their appearance before the lawn actually is killed. They'll kill St. Augustine in a 10 or 15-day period. And so if you're there watching, knowing that they're likely to be there, and then you apply Merit, the insecticide Merit, which is imidacloprid. I wish they'd put Merit in big words, but anyway, that's a good independent retail garden center will know what you're looking for. And you apply that, and that will stop them for that season. It usually is just one treatment is all that's needed.
And usually the treatment is more local where you find them?
Yes, to a degree. You certainly do not need to treat in the shade, but I will treat way beyond where the area is. The insecticide mm-hmm. doesn't cost enough compared to the agony of having to replant grass or wait for it to cover back again. I don't. This year I got busy, and I guess I was out of town for a few days, and I had that square foot died. And, man, it's haunted me ever since, and it finally is covered back in. Looks good. So.
Well, your square foot, I probably have 300 square feet.
Yeah. Well, you may, when it greens up in the spring, you may say, you know what, there's just not enough in there. I'm going to go ahead and replant. From over there, across along the fence, I can steal some of my own St. Augustine, make some plugs, and transplant them in, and then let it, you know, checkerboard them in, let them cover, and then just be more vigilant next year.
Yep,
I will do that. There you go. I'm glad you called. It was chinch bugs. I thought maybe you had the brown patch for the fall. Thank you, Russell, very, very much.
Thanks.
All right, Carol and Brett. I know Brett will wait on me. He's been my buddy a long time, and I can help him fairly quickly. Carol, you're right ahead of him with a root bearer question. I'm asking you, please stick through the newscast with me because I really want to talk to you about that and hear what you have to say. Let me tell you right now about Encore Azaleas. In fact, Encore Azaleas will be sponsoring my home landscape school. I'll tell you about that in just a second. Encore Azaleas are the best azaleas you'll ever plant. They're the world's best-selling re-blooming azalea. In fact, I'm not sure about what they may be, the world's best-selling azaleas. I'd be surprised if they weren't. With rich, colorful flowers in fall, spring, and summer, Encore Azaleas have been in the marketplace for more than 15 years. Not only are they rebloomers with beautiful, vivid color, they're hardy, they're low maintenance. All you have to do is give them that head start of the well-prepared azalea bed. Your nursery can help you with that, but it involves probably 15 or 20 inches of pure organic matter. No native black clay soil, please. They do best in morning sun with a little shade in the afternoon. 25 varieties of Encore Azaleas. It's the best name I have ever heard given to a selection of plants, Encore, because they bloom, and then they bloom again, and they bloom again. Three or four times during the year, they'll be in bloom in November, for crying out loud. Encore Azaleas are resistant to destructive insects. 11 varieties of Encore Azaleas in USDA tests were found to be resistant to lace bugs. That's interesting. I've never heard that fact before. And so these are great plants. EncoreAzalea.com. ENCORE azalea.com. Visit that website now to find the different varieties and to find a garden center near you to view planting instructions for Texas soils. EncoreAzalea.com.
Not just the news around the world, it's the news of your world. News Talk, 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
I mentioned our home landscape school, which will come up on Saturday, January 23, 2013. It's our 18th annual. All day long that day, it's going to be a treat and a treasure for you. We've reformatted it considerably. I'm going to be doing a lot of the teaching, a lot more than I have in past years. And I'm also joined by Jimmy Turner, the very fine horticulturist from the Dallas Arboretum, and Stephen Shanley from Shanley. I'll be all right. I seem to be mixing letters today. From Shandor Gardens, that's hence the mix-up there, in Weatherford, and one of our favorite writers in our magazine. And we will teach you principles of good design, the best trees, the best shrubs for Texas landscaping, annual and perennial color, terrific turf grass, how to have a perfect lawn, effective entries and front gardens, and how to have fun and fabulous patios and backyards. Designing to scale. You'll leave with a working drawing of a landscape project for your home, designed to scale. And we even give you a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping professional. That will be a couple weeks later, February 9 or 10 at North Haven Gardens in North Dallas. We line up the professionals who will be there to consult with you. Now, this is our home landscape school, and it's at a $20 savings right now for the next very short while. One person, $179, two people from the same household, one consultation, and one set of materials, please, for $219. That's the same price we've had for several years. The price goes up by $20 in just a few days, so don't delay. Call right now to sign up. You can register at neilsperry.com on our website, or you can call right now to register, 800-752-GROW. Same number you use for the calendar offer, 1-800-752-4769. Our home landscape school, January 26, all day long, and then the consultations for 30 minutes on February 9 or 10. It's time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Jerry Overton. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. WBAP News Time now, 8:33. It is 65 degrees at DFW Airport. Not smart to post an undercover police officer's picture on Facebook. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic in the WBAP Weather in Touch forecast. Mostly sunny by this afternoon with a high of 84. Winds will be out of the northwest, about 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, clear and cool. We'll drop down to 56. 85 for the high tomorrow, so it's going to be sunny and pleasant. 60 degrees under clear skies at Fort Worth Meacham. It's clear at Love Field, 63 degrees, 65 degrees at DFW Airport. And now a check of the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch.
As you head from Arlington towards Fort Worth, westbound I-30 at Oakland, two right lanes blocked with a collision, and further west at Beach Street, the two left lanes are blocked. This report brought to you by 99 Cents Only Stores. Create your own haunted house with Halloween decorations from 99 Cents Only Stores, from spider webs, pumpkins, skulls, monsters, and many more for only 99.99 cents each. Save more. Shop 99 Cents Only Stores first for everything. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Well, a North Texas woman has been charged with retaliation for allegedly posting an undercover police officer's picture on Facebook. Mesquite police say Melissa Walthall did so because the officer testified against her friend in a drug case. Round three of the presidential debates coming up Tuesday, when President Obama and Mitt Romney face off in a town hall-style debate. As David Curley reports, both candidates hold up, getting ready.
Mitt Romney in Boston, the president in Williamsburg, Virginia, taking 3 days off the campaign trail, not for golf, but debate practice.
And the space shuttle Endeavour inching closer to its final resting place at a science museum in Los Angeles. It was originally expected to arrive early yesterday, but hit repeated delays throughout the day and again overnight. We are looking for a high of 84 today. It is 65 degrees at DFW Airport. In the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. More of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Tens of thousands of Americans are waiting for an organ transplant. Coming up on the Monday Morning Ben Ferguson Show, if you are HIV positive, should you get an organ transplant? We'll talk about it on the Ben Ferguson Show from 9 to 11 a.m. on News Talk 820 a.m. and 96.7 FM WBAP.
Summer's drought was hard on all of us, but hopefully your landscape has benefited from the recent rains. Now is the time to spruce up those summer-weary beds, and Shades of Green can help. You'll find fresh and colorful pansies, snapdragons, violas, kale, cabbage, mums, and so much more. The folks at Shades of Green know a thing or two about drought-hardy native perennials. You'll find hundreds of varieties to choose from. Fall is the best time to plant perennials to give them a strong head start for next spring and summer. Remember, Shades of Green's annual tree sale is going on right now. You can save up to 30% during this tremendous sale. Get in the fall spirit. Right now, Shades of Green has a great selection of pumpkins, hay, corn stalk, and gourds. Shades of Green really is not your ordinary nursery. Visit www.shadesofgreeninc.com for information on all their upcoming events and promotions. That's shadesofgreeninc.com. Give them a call at 972-335-9095. Stop by and visit Shades of Green at 7401 Coit Road, just 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco. Go.
All right, let me tell you right now about the great things going on with Dalworth Clean. I love talking about this company, and I have done so for 32 years now. James Smith founded Dalworth Carpet Cleaning back almost 40 years ago, 38 years ago. He is so young and energetic still, and just at his business every day. I really admire the business that they have at Dalworth Clean. They've done such a wonderful job of maintaining the incredible quality of what they do and expanding the sphere of services that they offer. It's not just about carpet cleaning any longer, not at all. In fact, you can rely on Dalworth to clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. For example, if you have natural stone floors, they can make them look as good as new. If you have stained concrete, they can clean and polish that. Tile and grout, same thing. Hardwood floors, a sandless, messless resurfacing, and their carpet cleaning special is $29 per area. Deep down Dalworth cleaned, 5 areas or more. Book online at dalworth.com for additional savings, or you can call them tomorrow morning at 214 or 817. Then Metro 267-8433. Count on Dalworth quality and service. I have for all that time, and I'm proud to recommend them to you. Dalworth Fine Floors for flooring sales is at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. They're open Monday through Saturday as well, and their number for their shop-at-home van, 817-520-1400. The main number to Dalworth Clean for the carpet cleaning and other floor service specials. That's 214 or 817, Metro 267-8433. Dalworth Clean, Dalworth.com.
Join Neil Sperry on Facebook. That's NEILSPERRY. And join him right now. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
All right. Thank you there, Mary Travelin. And I had a call that waited until it would have been about a minute later, and she'd be on. That would be Carolyn Plano asking about a root barrier for a live oak, and I really was looking forward to helping. I don't know exactly what she wanted, so I won't pretend to try to answer it. Let's go to our phone lines. We have Brett in Azle. How you doing, my friend?
Doing good, Neil. How you doing?
I'm well. Thank you.
Hey, I got a hyacinth bean plant vine. And it's starting to put the little beans out, and I was thought, well, you know, I'll propagate that, and I'm not sure how to harvest the beans and prepare them. And I was going to stick them in my greenhouse over the winter and let them get going. But do I take the beans and just let them dry, or what?
Yes, you need to leave them on the vine until they're dry, Brett, until they rattle just a little bit, or until it's going to be a while because they're just starting to set pretty well.
Yeah.
Let them rattle, let them turn tan color, kind of a tannish brown color.
Yeah.
And at that point, then they're beginning to get ripe. You don't want to harvest them until they are dried completely. They do not ripen further once you harvest them and lay them on a newspaper or something. When you harvest them, you ought to be able to pop open the pods, which should happen pretty easily, and get the beans out. And I would save them in a sandwich bag in the refrigerator over the winter. Not the freezer, but the refrigerator.
Well, I mean, is it something that I could just go ahead and get started in some pots in my greenhouse?
Yes, but they are beans, they're climbing beans, and if you were to start them too early, they'd be gigantic before spring, so there's no point in planting them until, oh, I would say probably the last week of February or the first week of March, because you'll have a one-gallon plant to set out within 5 or 6 weeks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They do grow pretty quick.
They grow quickly, that's right, yeah. Especially right. In the hands of Brett.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Neil.
Appreciate I'm always glad that. To hear from you. Thanks so much. All right. We have everybody's called back now. Thank you. I don't mean to embarrass people with that. I just some calls I look forward to and want to help. Let me take Gayla in Weatherford, and then Carol has called back from Plano, and we'll go to her. Gayla, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a bunch of hybrid poplars that I planted, 20 to be exact, last night. And they came bare root, real small trees, about 2 feet tall. And I think I may have planted them too deeply. I was supposed to plant them about an inch above the soil line, and I really couldn't see where the soil line was. I couldn't tell. And I think they may be too deep. A couple inches too deep. They're like if you were to, like the letter Y, if you were to cut one of the arms of the Y down almost to the joint, I planted it about an inch or two above the joint. That's kind of the way I read the instructions. But now that I think about it, you know, like I said, I couldn't see the dirt line. And so,
okay, how thorough an answer do you want from me? Do you want just the answer to the planting depth?
Well, yeah.
All right, that's I'll give you then.
Yeah.
They need to be planted. They need to be planted at the same depth at which they were growing wherever they were before. I can't imagine anybody bare rooting. Here it goes into my editorial, but I can't imagine anybody bare rooting something in October. That is bizarre. But anyway, they need to be planted at the same depth. You should be able to look at the plants. I dig one back up again, which will take you maybe 15 seconds, and I would look at the stem and see where the soil line was. The root flare will start spreading horizontally very quickly after you go below the soil line. So somewhere in there, better to be a little bit too high than the same amount too deep. You plant a tree too deep, it will never recover.
Well, like I said, I couldn't tell where it was. But so if I can't tell, would I be maybe the best case in this point would be just to plant them slightly above where the roots start?
That would be fine. That's a good plan.
Okay. Because I couldn't see the soil line.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Good luck with them. All righty.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Okay. It's a strange time of year to be getting bare-rooted trees and poplars of all things. Oh, my. Let me go to Carol in Plano. Carol, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks
appreciate
for
your calling
call.
Back. Yeah, appreciate
well,
you calling.
Well, I have a problem with my Verizon TV and, I guess, my Verizon phone.
Oh.
So, anyway, my question is about root barriers.
Okay.
We have two live oaks that are 20 years old, one in the front, one in the back.
Okay.
Same size, 76 inches in diameter and about 14 feet from the house. Okay. And we do have some foundation issues, some minor cracks inside and some outside. So I've had two foundation companies, an engineer, a tree company, tell me that root barriers are needed. And I'm just having a hard time believing that, as far as are those roots actually getting under the foundation, or should I just be doing a better job watering the tree and keeping the soil moist and consistent around our house? Because
I walk around
the neighborhood and then I don't see any roots, giving a problem to sidewalks.
All right. Let me back up a little bit and clarify something. You had said 76 inches in diameter. Do you mean circumference?
Probably.
Okay.
Around.
Around is circumference. All right. So the diameter of these things are about 2 feet thick then. That's what
Correct.
You're saying. If I divide by pi in my poor sick little mind of 3.14 into 75, it comes to pretty close to 2 feet. All right.
Okay.
14 feet away from the house?
Yes.
All right. Let me explain, if you were out on a hillside in nice deep soil of South Texas, a live oak could be expected to spread 75 feet like mm-hmm. an umbrella top. That's the shape of a live oak is like an umbrella. They're spreading trees. Mm-hmm. And here's the kicker in that whole thing. The roots will go where the top is as well. Roots go where the drip line is, and because that's where the water is shed when it rains. And so the active feeder roots are going to be a long ways mm-hmm. away from the trunk. You okay. bet those roots are under your foundation. Absolutely, gigantically guaranteed, you bet. And the people are all telling you the same thing, and I am too. Okay. You need a root barrier. It's okay. either that or take the tree out, either that or watch your window split right down the middle. Because something's going to happen. That's too close to plant a live oak, especially, I don't know if you have one story or two story, but especially to a two story house. And the way that you get around that as best you can at this point is by selective pruning to keep it off the roof so it doesn't damage the roof and the eaves, and mm-hmm. Get a root barrier in, hopefully as close to the house as possible. That way you'll cut the minimum number of roots of the tree. This is the mm-hmm. perfect time to do it. I have a radio advertiser, and I don't want to know if this is the company you've called or not. I don't care to get into that when I give answers, they're on my homepage of neilsperry.com, and if you need the reference, Jackie can give that to you. But they are excellent in doing that work. You need a certified arborist to look at it and to put the root barrier in, probably 18 to 24 inches down, and it'll need to run probably 20 or 30 feet, whatever the arborist tells you is what you go with, not what Neil told you, and forgive me now, this next comment, and not what the engineers tell you. They think about right. foundations. They don't think about trees and what it takes to survive. Right. They'd have you put
all
the
kind of different answers.
Yeah, they'd have you put that root barrier right alongside the trunk, and the tree's going to die if you do that, so you've got to compromise somewhere in there, and the arborists know how to handle that part.
Do you have a comment on what kind of root barrier? Because some say fiberglass, some say like a material that's got a chemical in it, you know, little dots of chemicals that maybe
I don't know the details of that, Carol. I can't answer the second part of that. Fiberglass is impenetrable and it doesn't break down in the soil, so you know it's going to work. But I want to find the best arborist, and I want to just say please serve me and mm-hmm. tell me what the option is. If I need to make a choice, you tell me and help me guide me through it. It's the same thing I would say to a doctor about some kind of surgery I was about to have. I don't know anything about what you're about to do. Please guide me. Tell me if I need to make decisions, but otherwise don't let me get in your way. So often we try to get in the way of people who know more than we do about these things. I do.
Sure.
I've had these arguments with the very same arborist I referred you to, and I soon learned I'm backing down. mm-hmm. So anyway, you can save the trees. They're worth fighting for, and good for you for calling back.
I don't want to take them down.
No, I know that. I can help you more with these trees than I can with the cell phone. That one's on you. I hope this works well. Call somebody now because this is the best time to do it. The tree has all that time to regrow roots before next summer. I got to run. Appreciate you.
Okay.
I beg your pardon?
Jackie can help me with that.
Jackie
referral.
Can. We'll put you back on hold and she'll give you the referral. I have an ad for them, but it'll come up later today. I don't give plugs in my program. A lot of talk show hosts do, and I just don't like to do that. Thank you. Let me tell you right now about Whiz Q Stone. This is now an ad, and I will plug them as hard as I can. Whiz Q Stone is just a great place. What makes a wonderful retail experience? I mean, you're going in to buy stone and it will be a retail purchase. What makes a great retail experience? People. When you encounter people who greet you and who are helpful and who know what they're talking about in their store, in this case, a 22-acre stone yard store, when they engage you, when they try to show you how to be successful with their product or their service, these people do that. When they have a wonderful inventory, 22 acres of stone, there's not a bigger stone yard around. And when they're leaders in their industry and you know that other people, their peers, respect them, you say, that's a good retail experience. And that's a perfect description of Whiz Q Stone at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. Mike Wisenand, his son Derek, I have known Derek since Derek was 5 years old. Mike used to do the exhibit at my All Texas All Garden Show when I owned that. And I watched Derek as a young man helping his dad. Now he does all the technical stuff, the stuff that requires more knowledge than Mike and Neil have, their website and all of their other things. Whiskey Stone in Fort Worth. What a great retail experience it'll be for you. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth, Southeast Fort Worth, 817-429-0822. 817-429-0822. Whiz-Q.com. Be prepared for smiles. It's Whiz-Q Stone in Fort Worth.
Now is the perfect time to give your pond that good fall cleaning it needs. If you've not called Creative Water Gardens for your fall pond cleaning appointment, then you need to do so now. If you have trees around your pond, then get the cleaning done after the leaves fall. Give Creative Water Gardens a call at 972-271-1411. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, and closed on Sundays and Mondays. For more information, visit their website at creativewatergardens.net. Creative Water Gardens, located at 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
Let me tell you right now about Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. I invite you to give us a call between now and 11 and save the maximum on my 2013 Texas gardening calendar. This will be the calendar, my 30th annual calendar. It will put in your hands everything that you need to know about when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden, including when to do root pruning and when to do all of what we were just talking about. It's all there, bullet by bullet by bullet, hundreds of bullets. Beautiful calendar, as pretty as any you'll find in the bookstores. I am now on my task the next several days of choosing the very best photographs that I've taken in the past year. They will be the featured photos in the calendar. You're going to love this calendar, I think. I'll guarantee your satisfaction with it. It's going to have all that information, a beautiful calendar, and you get it at a 38% savings when you buy it today before 11 with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. This is our 27th year coming up for the magazine, my 30th annual calendar. Each has been selected as being the best of its kind in America. Get all of that satisfaction guaranteed for only $36.95 with a $3 charge for postage on the calendar. The price will go up when we go to print. It will never come back to $36.95 again. So call before 11 today, won't you please? 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. Call before 11.
You can always find a list of my radio advertisers by going to neilsperry.com and then clicking on Neil on the Radio. You'll find sponsors like Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. On the web, foundationrepairs.com. And North Haven Gardens at 7700 North Haven Road in Dallas, 214-363-5316. On the web, nhg.com.
All right, and I cleared my phone lines out and forgot to give you the phone number to call. I haven't given this number since early in the hour, so it's probably time to do so right now. Jackie Peel is answering the phones for me, and she is in there reading the newspaper. 800-288-WBAP. Call now, won't you please? I'm going to need some calls in about 1 minute. 800-288-9227. 800-288-WBAP. Smith Thompson Home Security. This is one of my newer advertisers. I have some that have been with me for many, many years, and I hope Smith Thompson will, because I love doing ads for them. They are local. They are 24-hour a day, obviously. I think almost any security company probably would be that. But at that point, the local point is a difference, because some of these are big national companies. Smith Thompson is local in the Metroplex. They can convert your existing system. You have a alarm system now. They can convert it to their system. They can upgrade you to cellular wireless monitoring, so you can get rid of that old phone line that could have been clipped by the bad guys, and there's no extra charge. It's all $16.95 a month. No lengthy contract. No problem there. Live local service with 24-hour operators. No lengthy contract. I heard one of the ads for the big national companies, and all they could give was this fake voice coming in, giving an 800 number, and then it's just obnoxious. I'm here to tell you, this is the real deal. These are your neighbors. These are the people who care the most. It's Smith Thompson Home Security, and you can call them right now. call 1-800-411-WIRELESS, 1-800-411-9473. You can go to smiththompson.com, smiththompson.com, 1-800-411-WIRELESS. I'm going to do that again. I stammered. I didn't decide which way I wanted to give it to you. 1-800-411-9473. Smith Thompson Home Security. All right, I saw names and topics flashing before my eyes there, and I guess they got cold feet, so I didn't give you enough lead time on that. Jackie is busily screening calls for me. It's 800-288-WBAP. All right, now we're ready to go to Jay in Arlington. Jay, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thanks for calling.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question, hopefully maybe two if there's time. I have a red oak that is dying, and it's pretty much just on one side of the tree. I can see that the wood looks rotted. I can see holes that are, like, drilled in it, so, you know, from some sort of bug, as well as bark peeling off. The other side of the tree is pretty healthy.
How old is this tree in your landscape?
It's very old. It's a huge tree. I have no idea because it's actually my mom's house and she purchased it 2 years ago. So,
all right, have you had an arborist look at this tree?
No.
All right, you probably ought to. How did the tree look 2 years ago when she bought the house?
Oh, we were kind of looking at that and wondering. We didn't really realize that it looked unhealthy or different. There's actually one. There's two in her front yard. The other one's totally healthy. And
right. Don't compare trees, though, just like you don't compare humans.
Okay.
The possibility is hypoxylin canker. That is a disease that hit in the last couple of years in gigantic proportions. Hypoxylin canker is kind of an opportunistic disease. It moved in because of the drought that a lot of our oaks encountered, and bark peels off with hypoxylin canker. I think there is a photograph at arborological.com, arborological.com, and that is a website of a very fine tree service company. They are my sponsor. And if you go to their website and do a search of that site for hypoxylin canker, H-Y-P-O-X-Y-L-O-N, I think you'll see what it is. I've got to run. I appreciate your call.